Coming up next, innovation in education, brought to you by Logos Public Charter School.
When you ask your children what they learned at school, do they say, "I don't know"? If you'd like your child to have a memorable day, check out Logos Public Charter School. Logos facilitates home-based school, including weekly licensed teacher support to help you educate your child. Innovative education from kindergarten to career, Logos is truly a school of choices. Book-based and online courses, campus and community classes, career success guidance, and even college while in high school. To round out your child's education, contact Logos Public Charter School. Learn more at logoscharter.com.
And now it's time for Innovation in Education, news and information on educating Rogue Valley youth to make business work.
Welcome to Innovation in Education, brought to you by Logos Public Charter School. This is Julie. Glad to be with you today, and we are here with special people from Mercy Flights. We're going to be talking today about how Mercy Flights integrates youth into career, and they are very strong in this, very good at it, and especially in a high-tech world, and also being able to serve the Rogue Valley with a vital service. I have the CEO of Mercy Flights here. His name is Doug, and then also Deb Holden from Mercy Flights. Many of you out there, I know you know Deb, so if you can picture her in the studio, she's here. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today and telling us about your program, because you really are known as kind of a flagship company that others could emulate in their ability to use youth and bring them into career. And so I'm intrigued to learn how you do that. But first, let's start with, what does Mercy Flights do?
What Mercy Flights does is we are an air and ground ambulance service. We are a nonprofit organization that was incorporated back in 1949. When the community had a need for transportation from here to Portland, when I-5 wasn't built at that time, right. Polio was going on, lots of people were dying, couldn't get transported fast enough up to the Portland area for treatment. So Mercy Flights was started back then and is going strong now. And we have a helicopter that we use. We have two fixed-wing planes, and we have 24 ground ambulances. There's about 120 people employed at Mercy Flights, anywhere from billers to dispatchers to Deb Holden here, a membership, EMTs, paramedics, RNs, pilots. We have a pretty big wide gamut of positions there at Mercy Flights.
You really do. Now, with the planes, I was thinking, okay, originally Mercy Flights was plane-based, but then now you're ambulance as well. So are all ambulance companies independent of the hospitals or the healthcare sector?
Not all of them. There is some hospitals systems around the country that actually do have their own ground ambulance transportation system, but most are not affiliated with hospitals. Most of them are usually for-profit businesses and fire departments that are also doing transport as well.
Okay. And so as a not-for-profit, you don't make money. You just put it back into your system?
Yeah, that's one of the beauties of Mercy Flights, is that all the money that is brought into the company is put back to give back to the community so that we can continue our mission and continue serving the community well. Making sure that we're growing with the community. I think, as everybody knows, that not only Oregon, Jackson County is exploding with a lot of people migrating in here, and I don't blame them. And the organic growth in the 911 system and the is really growing quite a bit, like 5 to 7% per year we've been growing. And the demands also for air transportation are growing too, from the local hospitals here up to the Portland area for patients that need definitive care.
And do you only transport to Portland?
No.
You ever go to Stanford or somewhere?
Yeah,
like
we
that?
Go all over the place. We can travel most of the Western United States, but the main flights are from the local hospitals here to the Portland area hospitals. However, we pick up a lot of people from the outlying towns and cities, like could be Lakeview, could be Klamath Falls, Brookings area, Crescent City. We bring a lot. We go to a lot of those people places, and we fly people into for medical care here in the valley, because this valley is great for a great hub, great medical care, a lot of great professionals here.
Okay, so how many people actually take a flight every year because they're injured?
Yeah, I mean, of course. We it's not only just injury, it's medical illnesses and whatnot. Our fixed wing, we're transporting about 450 people a year, either bringing them in here or taking them up to the Portland area or in other places. It's about 450 with our fixed wing. In our helicopter, we do mainly 911 scene response with the helicopter, although we do use our helicopter as well to fly patients from hospital to hospital as well, occasionally if it's super emergent and every minute is going to count.
So you might go from Three Rivers to RVMC.
Yeah, occasionally we do that. Sure. Usually that's a ground transport, but occasionally we will use a helicopter for things like that. But the helicopter mainly in this area is that we serve about five to six counties around Jackson County, about 100-150 mile square radius around the Medford Airport. And the helicopter is used for when ground ambulances are going to critical calls and they're a significant distance away from hospitals. Our helicopter will either stay on standby for that potential incident or activated. And it could be anything from a car accident, say on Highway 140, Highway 62, or it could be somebody having a heart attack at Stewart State Park or up at Green Springs that needs fast transport to go to the cardiac cath lab. The helicopter can get them there much quicker, and the people on the staff on the helicopter are above, their training level is above the paramedic training level on ground ambulances.
Oh, okay. So really high.
Yes, because there is an RN, a critical care RN, and a critically trained paramedic is aboard all of our aircraft.
Well, so going back to how many flights you make a day, that's over one a day.
Right. And that was just the fixed wing plane. Like I said, I don't know if I mentioned, but it's like about 200 calls with a 200 911 calls with a helicopter.
That's incredible. That's two a day. If we were to combine those two, and then that's not even including your ambulance service.
Wow. Yeah, right. You're right. And the ambulance service is just so, so busy. We actually got about 24,000 calls for service in 2017. And out of that, we transported about 19,600 patients to the local hospitals here.
Unbelievable. So tell me about, I have not had to use Mercy flights, thank goodness, right? But I've had Mercy flights since we got here 15 years ago. I had a little neighbor, his name was Brownie, and he knew that I was from California, and he came over and he said, your husband's not here. My husband was in Iraq. And he said, I just want you to go to the firehouse and I want you to buy Mercy flights and then the ambulance service. You just have to do that. You have a young child. And so I didn't think twice about it. It was like, oh, okay, if they have rattlesnakes here, I'm getting that, right? That's honestly what I thought back then. And even today when I run into somebody or meet somebody who hasn't gotten Mercy flights or ambulance service, I tell them, you can't do that. This is such a great value.
Yep.
My husband did have to go in an ambulance, and it really made for a great value because that $1,800 ambulance ride ended up costing me nothing.
Right.
But not to mention, it made me feel comfortable to call the ambulance for him, right? I didn't think of money first. I thought of safety first.
That's how it should be. Yeah.
Yeah, it is how it should be. So if you weren't here.
Yeah. You said you haven't used the service. So let me ask you this. Did you write it off? Did you know you could write off your membership if you don't use it, since we're a 501c3? Yeah,
no.
You can write it off. You could have been writing it off all these years.
Are you kidding me?
So that's one of the neat things too. If you buy our membership and you don't have to use the ambulance, since we're a nonprofit, you can write it off on your taxes.
Yeah, 15. Oh no, it's 15 times 30. No, 45. What is the regular rate?
The regular rate for a family, no one in the household over 62, is $85 a year.
Okay.
For your entire family.
Okay, that's right. Mm-hmm. And then, but through work, tell us about that. This is a neat, in fact, Rogue Disposal talked about this. Denise over there, she was telling us that Rogue Disposal picked up the fee for all of their employees. Tell us how that works.
As a company, they chose to offer Mercy flights as a benefit to their employees. And the way the program works is that membership is designed to pick up where your insurance leaves off.
And all they have to do is call you.
That's right. Call 911.
Call 911.
Call 911 for an emergency. Call Mercy Flight's office for a membership.
Yes. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Yeah. It is important, but.
There is lots of great organizations out there that have like Pathways and whatnot that have chose to give that Mercy Flight's membership as an employee benefit, and they're paying for it. And we've heard that the employees, like, that's one of their most favorite benefits, is what I'm being told.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, because they just feel good about it.
Yeah, and it's something that, you know, relatively inexpensive that an employer can do, you know, is they can, this benefit's wonderful.
Well, and it's for the whole family.
So yeah,
it's a benefit that's for their whole
family. Yeah, just not for the employee. Their whole family benefits from that.
The whole family.
Yep.
Yeah. If you have young kids and you've been to the hospital a few times, you know that that's pretty valuable. And you never know when you're going to need it. I think it's the fear factor for me. Mm-hmm. It's what if the rattlesnake comes out, or what if something happens that we just don't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah. So now you are utilizing, you have 120 employees. How on earth do you get that many employees that are that highly trained?
Well, there's different positions in the company. Some require higher education levels and training levels than others do. So they're not all equivalent, all those 120 people.
Okay.
I mean, as far as the medical staff, the EMTs, the paramedics, the RNs, we have roughly about 75 to 80 of those medical employees. And, you know, that's why, you know, I want to mention RCC, you know, Rogue Community College is so critical in this area because they have a great EMS program run by Gary Heigl there. And they do a wonderful job. We're partnered with them. Like I say, it's so critical because that's our feeder program to where we're getting EMTs and where we're getting paramedics. So we really support them and they support us. It's a great synergistic relationship.
Okay, so we really need to make sure that if we want a job at Mercy Flights and we don't have any training, we really need to go to RCC and check out the pathway to get to Mercy Flights.
Yeah. If you're interested in this field, and I can also talk to you about an Explorer program we have that you can kind of start from there if you're a younger person. Yeah, the EMT program there at RCC is about 2 semesters, and you come out with you're a trained EMT, and you're able to test for a state license, EMT license. And usually, hopefully people will move on, and there's a paramedic program there. It's a 2-year degree. Okay. The first year is all basic general education, and the second year is the actual paramedic class where they do didactic stuff, and then they have to do an internship, a ride-along. And a lot of those ride-along, those students ride with Mercy Flights for their internship.
Oh, so that's how you intersect.
Yes, and then we get to, you know, essentially the great thing about it is that those RCC students will come and ride with us. We basically get to train them, if you will. We get to check them out to see if they're a good fit for Mercy Flights, and they essentially almost have a job before they get out of the program.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And that's really the way we like it, right? Just stream right along and directly into your chosen path.
Yeah, it's pretty, we have a pretty seamless kind of pathway with them, the relationship.
Love it. Okay, when we get back from the break, I want to talk about what we can do for the younger ones. As an adult, hey, now you know what to do. You go to RCC, check in with the advisor there, sign up for the classes and get going. But for the youth, I think we can really help you out some more. And I think you already know that because you have a really solid program already. But let's talk about that after the break. We'll be right back.
From kindergarten to graduation, the days are long, but the years fly by. Before you know it, your child will be done with school. Did they get the education you planned for? When they graduated, were they excited for and prepared for a career? Could they have attended college while still in high school? If you have questions about planning your child's education from kindergarten to career, come see us at Logos Public Charter School. We develop the pathways that make learning engaging and meaningful. Check out logoscharter.com and attend an informational meeting today.
Innovation in education. News and information on educating Rogue Valley youth to make business work. From Logos Public Charter School.
Welcome back to Innovation in Education, brought to you by Logos Public Charter School. Grateful to have Doug and Deb Holden here from Mercy Flights. Doug, of course, is the CEO. And you know, something that we haven't touched on yet is, what is your background, Doug?
Well, my background is I am a clinician. I started in Denver as an EMT, went to school there, and I went to paramedic school in Denver as well, and was working there as a paramedic. And then back in 1994, Mercy Flights recruited me as a ground paramedic here in Medford for Mercy Flights. And so I've been working for Mercy Flights. This is my going on my 24th year. And like I say, I started as a paramedic on a ground ambulance and then had worked my way up the company to a flight paramedic, to a field supervisor, to the chief operations officer. And I've been the CEO now for a little over 4 years. It's been a great honor.
Congratulations, and really nice to verify that really does happen. You can start at one thing in a company and end up the COO or the CEO.
Yeah.
And really carry all those skills all the way through, which I think is valuable probably in your industry as well, for the CEO to not just be the money guy at the top, but to really understand every factor.
Yeah, this industry is so kind of specific. It's best to have a leader that actually has been in the industry, that understands the industry, because it's so many nuances to it.
And so when we talk about kids, obviously Logos Public Charter School gets a really great benefit of being able to send our kids over there. And many of them have come to you over the years and learned just invaluable. They love Mercy Flights. So our students are really grateful for you. So tell me about your youth program and how that worked.
Yeah, we're super proud of this program. It started in late 1995, and it's an EMS Explorer program. And Explorers are basically a section of the Boy Scouts, if you will, of America. But we started this in 1995, and the kids in this program are from, or I should say the young adults in this program, are from 16 to 21 years of age, and they get accepted into that Explorer program with, I think, some minimal interviewing and whatnot. The program trains them in first aid and CPR. Then a lot of the students in there that are in the program go get the emergency responders license. Some of them are going to EMT school right now, even when they're in that program. But what they get to do is it gives these young adults a chance to work with our paramedics and EMTs. They actually ride with our paramedics on the ambulance, and they actually help them. Example, if their CPR is needed, and when they're qualified, they're licensed, they can help the paramedics with CPR and those kinds of things. So they get to experience firsthand exactly what the reality of, you know, this business is, what it looks like, and see if it turns on any light bulbs for them. And not only do they do that, but this program is just beautiful for this community, that these guys put in community service. They're so high in demand, these Explorers, these young adults. They did over 4,100 community service hours in 2017. Wow. We're talking events. They keep on getting requested. Their requests are going up. The demand's going up. They do stuff like first aid stations at the Pear Blossom Festival, the ALS walks, you know, the community walks and that kind of thing. They do like Boatnik. They're there to provide basic first aid. So they do all these community service requests, and it's free. These kids are doing it because they are passionate about it. And they're interested in this field, and gives them a kind of a chance to have some autonomy out there and working with people and working with patients.
They don't get paid though, right?
No, it's a volunteer program.
A volunteer. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of
hours. These kids, there's right now, the program keeps on growing because of the demand. The community keeps on going, hey, you know, Mercy Flights, can you have your Explorers come out here? We're getting so many requests for that. They've increased the program where they have 40 kids at a time in that program. And the kids, I could go on and on and on. We put hundreds of kids through this program. They've become paramedics. They've become doctors. They become nurses. They become, they're even like surgeons. It just turns on some light bulbs for them. It gets them engaged, keeps them out of trouble. And it really, you know, it drives them to have some kind of path. And we're really proud of that. It's something that really Mercy Flights gives back to this community that, like I say, we're really proud of.
Now, are there any dollars attached to how expensive must that be to be able to host all of those students?
Mercy Flights financially, you know, supports that program. They do a lot of their own kind of fundraising as well, too, for some of the events. But we do stuff like, of course, there's all these insurance things and paperwork and regulation stuff that we pay for and take care of all that. But these Explorers, they go up to Portland once a year to OHSU, and they get to shadow the nurses, the doctors. They're in surgeries. They're in all kinds of different departments. So they do that every year, and we pay for that, for them to go up there. We finance most of that. And then every 4 years, they go to the National Scout Jamboree in Washington, D.C., where there is thousands and thousands and thousands of people there, and they are actually in a MASH tent with doctors and nurses, and they're helping out with vital signs or assisting the doctors and nurses treating all these people. And they've gone to that jamboree 5 times now, so for the last 20 years.
And you pay for that too?
Yeah, we pay. We'll budget a certain amount, and then the kids and their families will come up with a certain amount to share that cost.
Incredible. And so it's an investment, but you can afford it because of the donations made to Mercy Flights, or just simply because of all of our memberships?
Yeah, it's a combination. It's, you know, revenue is generated from donations, being a 501c3, and the membership, and also we bill for our transport. You know, when we transport somebody, we bill for that.
Right.
So we just carve out a certain amount of our budget. That's that part I was telling you about, the beauty about Mercy Flights, is that we can give back to the community. And this is a great way to give back to the community, and it also, we're getting kids younger that are interested in our field. We want to keep that going. We want to be able to recruit. I want to plant that seed in them when they're early on, that to show them that they can have a great career path that's going to be very meaningful, pay fairly well, and you know, they can take care of themselves.
And I'm impressed the age group of 16 to 21, because a lot of companies go, well, you know, when they're 18. No, when they're 18, right, it's too late, right? They know what their interests are. And by seventh grade, they've got some interests going. You know, they might, sure, they want to be a veterinarian, but then after they see some yucky stuff, they might not want to be a veterinarian, but they still know what some of their interests are. And then eighth grade, we can start investigating, and ninth grade, furthering that. By 10th grade, most of them really are like, I'm ready to go.
Right.
Yeah. Can you set me loose?
Yeah.
And let me try this out.
And that's what you want, right? You provide some motivation for them, mm-hmm, some engagement. You want them thinking that way, you know? You want these young adults to come out and, you know, like you say, have a path, you know, really contribute to society.
And Deb, in terms of the membership, how many members does Mercy Flights have?
Mercy Flights has about 16,000 households.
Wow.
In our membership program.
And you cover Jackson and Josephine County.
We cover Josephine County with air.
Okay.
And Jackson County with ground ambulance.
With ground ambulance. Okay. So our ambulance, when we had to use it out in Weimar, is where I live. So we didn't get to do a Mercy Flights ambulance. Somebody else came that day to the house.
Yeah,
Rogue River serves
the Weimar area.
Okay, gotcha. So you all kind of have your nests.
We have, the Jackson County Commissioner's government assigns ambulance service areas by contract. They're 5-year contracts.
Okay.
And Jackson County has 3 ambulance service areas. One's Ashland area, and then Mercy Flights has like 2,000 square miles of the 2,800 square miles here in Jackson County, with mainly all the population centers except for Ashland. And then Rogue River has that area there.
Okay.
And then we provide all the air
for everywhere. Yeah, because you were talking about that. So Klamath Falls too? Do you go do air there?
Yeah, we do. There's another air provider, but we do service Klamath Falls as well.
Wherever you need to go, you go.
Yep.
What if it's a tricky geography?
Well, the airplane, you got to have airport to airport there. So
okay,
the helicopter would be where that would come in if it was a 911 scene. We have hundreds, if not thousands, of designated landing areas that we've already kind of scoped out recon, and we have their GPS locations. We've looked at them for safety issues, you know, as far as like telephone poles or, power lines or, you know, things like that that can be really bad for helicopters. So we try to recon those before, and then we have those landing zones already set in like a computer.
You've done your research. We're glad.
Yes.
We're glad.
Yes.
Doug, what do you want us all to make sure that our high schooler knows?
Well, there's lots I'd like the high schoolers to know. But as far as what we're talking about, in regards to what we're talking about, I want them to know that I don't want them to feel helpless. There is good paths out there. There's good, meaningful paths out there that they can make money, that they can do really good things, really contribute to society. And if they're going to stay local here, Mercy Flights is perfect for that. You know, the good benefits there, good pay, and a really meaningful job giving back to their community.
Yeah.
So it's there. It's here. The school's here. RCC's here. You got a path. It's all right here for you. You just got to go out and grab it.
Just go out and get it. And you're waiting for them.
I'm waiting for them.
Yeah. And you're growing.
Yeah.
Every year.
Every year growing. And that means you need more and more people.
Absolutely. And we're almost always hiring. We're growing now because we're going to be adding more ambulances to the streets here in the next coming 3 to 5 months. And I need more people. So, yeah.
Well, I thank you for sharing, and you're helping our community, but you're also demonstrating to all of us that a business does not have to worry about bringing youth into it, that in fact, it's a strength that you have.
Absolutely. I know, generally speaking, a lot of us older folks complain about the millennials and whatnot, but here's what I would say. You know, wake up. They're a gift. They are a gift. Millennials are an absolute gift. I love the people that work at Mercy Flights, and they're very engaged, they're happy, they're very energetic, and they're good at what they do.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in today. So appreciate it again. Doug from Mercy Flights. We're going to go to mercyflights.com and check out everything that they do. And your website is actually full of information. I've been there a few times myself. And of course, that is where you can get information on signing up for Mercy Flights. And that's what's important. Let's make sure that we're all covered. And if you have any questions on bringing youth into your business, please call me, Julie Niles Fry, 541-282-4795, and we'll be happy to help you. Enjoy your week.
Innovation in education is brought to you weekly by Logos Public Charter School. Innovative education from kindergarten to career. Visit logoscharter.com.